You are listening to Roundtable. The National Climate Center of China Meteorological Administration has just published this summer's ranking of the hottest cities in China. Who's in and who's out? Let's talk about this ranking first. Who's high?
Yeah, so the top 10 hottest cities in China are Chongqing. Ooh, no surprise there. Ooh, baby, and next is the Fuzhou. What's going on, guys? It's getting hot over there. Hangzhou coming up to Nanchang. Ooh, Changsha, Wuhan. Ooh, so hot. Xi'an, Nanjing, Hefei, and Nanning. Baby, some hot places. The hottest cities, actually. And so, how this is breaking down into levels, okay? Yellow. That's when you're just getting warmed up. Ooh. Then you hit the orange, like really getting heated up, you know? Oh, yeah. And then finally, the red. This is when you're really hitting super hot temperatures, rising over 40 degrees Celsius within, I guess, a 24-hour period. The National Climate Center of China Meteorological Administration published this ranking based on their analysis of, as you said, Heyang, meteorological data of the Chinese cities. So basically, you know, there is science. This isn't just mere speculation, but these places are the top 10 hottest cities. And science is saying, meteorological data is saying that these cities are gonna be really hot. So be ready. If you're in these cities, whoo! It's going to get hot.
Well, first of all, I don't understand why you're enjoying the hot. And second, I got to say, it's
because, not... Because I'm beating the heat the right way.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it's not only these cities. Actually, netizens are saying we are suffering from the hotness as well. On Monday, much of northern China was in the grip of heat wave, with temperatures in Hebei, Shanxi, Shanxi surpassing 35 degrees Celsius, and parts of these provinces hitting 40 to 42 degrees Celsius. And also in Hebei, the level red, which Ren has described,
super hot,
has happened in Hebei as well, and with the province temperature surpassing 40 degrees Celsius, and maximum temperatures in 31 counties and cities in Xinjiang, Ningxia, Gansu, Shanxi, Sichuan broke their record highs. So it's really, really hot. Nobody has seen that hot
before. This sounds hot.
So hot.
Yes, it is. And it seems like the whole of China is feeling this. And then that's why I guess some internet users or just people from different parts of the country is saying that I can't believe where I'm at doesn't...
It's not even in the top 10.
Yeah, but everybody feels like their city is the hottest, you know? It's like I was about to chime in there and be like, what about Beijing? Because, you know, sometimes, guys, sometimes. I mean, sure, I'm not in Chongqing where it sounds like it gets hot. But sometimes Beijing gets pretty hot as well during the summer. And, you know, as I understand, it's the 21st, after the 21st of July is when things normally around the country really start to pick up and really get into those hot zones. But the city of Wuhan, which is, I mean, it used to be one of the top three hottest cities in the past, has now fallen to number 6. So still in the top 10. They're working on it. But basically, I guess they've made some changes. And I guess the subtropical monsoon climate has kind of been a little more kinder to Wuhan, allowing them to have lower temperatures. But also, here's another thing. There are 166 lakes in that city that take up, 26% of the city's area. So you got a lot of water. And one thing about water is water can lower the temperature. I guess there's, you know, so basically having a lot of water, which is, this is a lot of lakes, right? 166. Ooh, nice place to, you know, go for a swim as well, I imagine. But anyways, this kind of thing can lower the average temperature you see in the summer. So.
Yeah, and I think there's maybe to some extent maybe changes with the environment as well that will have a longer effect on temperature and how people feel these days in this weather. And certainly we have been saying, sort of in a joking way, especially, you know, the way that Ryan says hot, yes, it's you feel it. But there are some problems that are brought by the heat waves. What are these things that we need to know?
Yeah, actually, when it's really, really hot, there will be problems with your body. I mean, physical problem. It's possible that you will be 中暑 is a very, I feel like, a traditional Chinese medicine kind of notion, that is, stay in the hot place for so long, you get dizzy, nauseous, and you feel uncomfortable, and it affects your body. And also, with such a high temperature, something would happen to your skin, you'll see some rashes. It's actually caused by the heat, and you can easily faint, or maybe you're just standing in front of Ryan.
Oh, stop it. Okay, continue. Of course, you know, that sounds nice. But you can get heat stroke, you know, you can get all these things. Really bad stuff can happen from the heat. I remember, you know, I've definitely had my share of run-ins with heat stroke, heat exhaustion. So this is when you pretty much just faint sometimes. You know, it just gets so hot, your body can't regulate the temperature. And on top of that, maybe you're drinking things like coffee or alcoholic beverages, or you're eating some meal that is really large in protein. These kind of things can also really hurt the hydration, which you should be doing, especially if you live in these hot areas, always hydrating. But these kind of things dehydrate you to an extent, so it is easier to even if you're drinking water but still having these beverages, to maybe encounter one of these problems. But some of the things you can do, guys, okay, is, you know, of course, abuse those fans. I want fans, you know, all the way around you. Make sure all this good airflow is happening. Actually, I think all the way around you, all these different fans. Bad for the airflow. Figure it out. You know, also, I think one, honestly, very classic way is jumping in the pool. If you have a pool, that's what we tend to do in the U.S. Also, you know, we used to, as a kid, it was really cool. We'd find a sprinkler head and then, you know, or a hose and attach a sprinkler head. And so you just turn on this water. Normally it comes from a well in the ground, so it's pretty cool. And the kids just run around in it all day and this kind of thing. That was another way to beat the heat. Just, you know, jump in some water. Make sure it's clean water, though, and try to cool off that way, these kind of things.
Yeah, and I do have another trick, which is drink hot water.
What?
Yeah, it's, well, because when you're drinking cold water, you only let your body to make the temperature high so that you feel cooler. But actually, when you're drinking hot water, you can sweat a little more, and the sweat will bring the heat away from you.
That is like the last thing I would think
try
of doing
it,
during a hot
like
day.
It.
But you know, that is something that is, I think, a very big difference between the U.S. and maybe China is, I think we always, even during the winter, we're the crazy ones that like our water cold. So
yes, yeah. That is a bit of a cultural difference right there. Yeah, and don't forget there's ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Love to
popsicles,
have
ice cream.
Yes, during summertime. And yes, I also understand during this time of the year, you want to put water on you. But often there is water shortage because heat and water, they just they don't mix together very well. And so keep yourself hydrated, but also be careful with the usage of water.
Stay in the shade.
Yes, and AC. I can't wait to get some more aircon. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.